Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Friday, October 12th, 2012. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. State Representative Sharon Cisna hopes to drop the word state from her title. The seven-term Anchorage Democrat is running for Congress and giving interviews across the state in an effort to be known before November's general election. KCAW's Ed Ronco spoke with Cisna and filed this report.
In the grand scheme of Sharon Cisna's life, running for Congress wasn't really in the plan.
Not a burning goal of mine for a lifetime.
But nonetheless, she is the Democratic nominee running against longtime Republican Congressman Don Young in November's general election. Cisna joined the state legislature in 1998, but she drew national attention in 2011 after refusing a pat-down by TSA officers at SeaTac Airport in Seattle.
Yet again, because I'm a cancer survivor, and I have the scars that prove it, I was again highlighted by the scanner, and they told me I had to have the physical exam, and I said no.
It took Cisna more than 3 days to return to Alaska aboard the state ferry. She testified before Congress about her experience and developed a group of legislators from around the country to introduce TSA-related bills in their respective states.
Congress is beginning to look at it. Needs someone that is a Congress person to really fight the fight from within. And I do a fairly decent job of it.
But even though her opposition to TSA procedures might be her claim to notoriety, she says it's not the centerpiece of her campaign. Instead, she says she's focusing on what she's hearing from residents as she travels the state.
What we are hearing everywhere is that people are feeling as if a lot of the freedoms and the protections that were there for them have disappeared, that Alaska residents don't have the kind of voice. Fishermen, and boy, in Bethel, that was what we were hearing there. In Sitka, we've heard some of that there. We've heard it everywhere that people are feeling as if they've lost their voice.
In May and June, Cisna went to many southeast communities, including Sitka. During our phone interview, we asked her about hydropower, arguably one of the region's biggest issues. It's not considered a renewable resource by the federal government. She says changing that will start at the community level and stretch all the way up to the halls of Congress.
We all really need to be working together, and those layers of leadership need to really be right tied to all of the different steps.
But do you think there's a way to convince a federal agency like the EPA that that hydro should be considered renewable, at least in the context of alpine hydro here in Alaska?
I don't see any reason why we can't make that happen. But what really needs to happen to make that possible is to have that kind of interlayered discussion where you're getting the grassroots fighting right along with all of the higher leaders, so that and that it's obvious that it's a diverse grouping that people have really worked everything through, so that you've got united support.
She says that's also the case for the Sea Alaska land selection legislation. Two bills, one in the House and one in the Senate, have been closely watched and hotly debated by Southeast residents. The measure would convey thousands of acres to Sea Alaska Corporation. Cisna admits that she has not been following the bills very closely, but she says she wants to broaden the conversation around them in order to get the measure heard in Washington, D.C.
The only way we're going to really do that is to get some of the urban centers in the state to really understand what rural areas are really up against. And we in our western oftentimes don't look at and don't understand just what really is being fought for. So I think on that one, it's getting the rest of the nation to understand, after Alaskans understand, what's really at stake here.
By running for Congress, Cisna joins a long list of Democrats who have challenged Don Young, Alaska's congressman for nearly 40 years. We asked her how she likes her odds.
I tend to not really think about that too much. The electorate has a choice. I am not going to be raising millions of dollars. And that's what the person who has that seat right this minute actually has. And my time and energy into that. I'm going to put my time and energy into really working on solutions, really understanding why we'd be trying to have solutions.
Sharon Cisna is a 7-term incumbent in the Alaska House of Representatives and the Democratic nominee for Congress. She spoke to KCAW from her home in Anchorage. She and Don Young will debate on our airwaves and across the state when they meet in the Debate for the State from APRN later this month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
The U.S. Census Bureau is conducting a survey in Sitka and other communities across the nation that ask Americans a series of questions about their lifestyle. The American Community Survey gathers data about a variety of topics, from housing to education to health care. It's the only survey mandated by Congress outside of the population count that has been conducted since 1994. It's one of about a dozen major ongoing surveys run by the U.S. Census Bureau. Local residents carry out the surveys and might approach some homes at night or on the weekends in an attempt to reach more people and work outside the typical 9-to-5 workday. No address is supposed to be sampled more than once within a 5-year period. Surveyors might ask residents for their phone numbers. Census officials say that's so they can call some of those surveyed to make sure it was conducted in a professional manner. John Moore works at the Census Bureau at the Los Angeles Regional Office. He says that even though the American Community Survey is mandated by Congress, the answers are not.
If they are uncomfortable with giving their phone number, do not give it. If they would like to remain anonymous, they can say so or just give the name of John Doe or Jane Doe. I mean, this is still America.
Data from the survey is used by Congress and others to understand the community's funding needs. That helps determine who should get federal block grants to fund projects like building new schools or hospitals. With less than a week left in the season, hunters have reported harvesting 58 moose on the island and mainland of central southeast around Petersburg and Wrangell. The most productive area so far has been western Kuprinoff Island near Cake, where hunters have taken 19 bulls. Another 5 moose have been shot near eastern Kuprinoff, closer to Petersburg. The Stikine River also is a top producer with 17 moose to date. 5 have been harvested on the mainland around the Farragut River, 3 from Mitgoff Island, and 2 each from Thomas Bay, Port Wooten, and the mainland near Wrangell. Hunters have also harvested 1 bull on Wrangell Island, 1 on Edelin, and 1 on Kuyu. The harvest total includes 5 illegal moose that do not meet the state's antlers requirements. Last year's total for the month-long season was 89 moose. The season ends on October 15th. Hunters are reminded to turn in hunt reports to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game by November 1st, regardless of hunting success. In other big game hunts in the area, 7 elk have been killed on Edelin Island near Wrangell. 3 of those were killed during an archery hunt. Another 4 were taken on rifle drawing permits this month. A drawing permit hunt for elk continues through the end of October. The newest tribal administrator for the Petersburg Indian Association says he's been fired after just 9 weeks on the job. Bruce Jones says the PIA Tribal Council terminated his employment at a meeting Tuesday night. Jones says when he was hired as administrator, the Tribal Council gave him the authority to hire and fire employees in the organization. Jones says he tried to fire an employee, but the council did not support him in that decision, leading to his termination. Jones says he's waiting for his attorney to get back from a hunting trip before commenting further. He had a year-long contract with PIA that started in August. Jones has worked as the manager of the Inner Island Ferry Authority and the City of Petersburg. Council Chair Tina Sakamoto declined comment on the termination at this time. The PIA has had multiple resignations of the Tribal Council members and staff over the past year. The PIA is a federally recognized tribal government that represents about 400 members in Petersburg. The organization offers numerous services for tribal members and the greater community of Petersburg. Longtime Juneau musician Dale Weigand was honored with a mayoral proclamation Monday at the CBJ's Assembly's regular meeting. With an otherwise light agenda, the proclamation for Weigand was notable for likely being the last delivered by outgoing Mayor Bruce Botello and for a rousing kudzu rendition of Beer Barrel Polka by Weigand's friends and supporters. The proclamation names this week Dale Weigand Week in the capital city. Mayor Botello noted that Weigand and his accordion appear several times a month at the Juno Pioneer Home, Wildflower Court, and Mount View Senior Center, in addition to regular concerts at charity and community events. Weigand called the honor a real surprise. He says he enjoys playing for the older audiences, who remembers some of the thousands of tunes he knows by heart.
They enjoy the kind of music that I play primarily, the old-time things and the polkas and schottisches and things like that. I'm not much into Led Zeppelin and the more modern people. So,
the Weigand-led Oompa Band plays in Juneau Friday at Southeast Alaska Independent Living's 20th anniversary dinner and auction at Centennial Hall. And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or would like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. And here's a look at Sitka Zone weather. Today, rain with highs around 52, southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, rain, lows around 46, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, rain with highs around 52. Sunday, rain heavy at times, highs around 51. You are listening to KCAW in Sitka.